1 Samuel chapter 11. Then Nahash the Ammonite came up, and encamped against Jabesh Gilead, and all the men of Jabesh said to Nahash, "Make a covenant with us, and we will serve you." And Nahash the Ammonite answered them, "On this condition I will make a covenant with you, that I may thrust out all your right eyes, and lay it for a reproach upon all Israel." And the elders of Jabesh said to him, "Give us 7 days respite, that we may send messengers to all the coasts of Israel, and then, if there is no man to save us, we will come out to you." Then the messengers came to Gibeah of Saul, and told the news in the ears of the people, and all the people lifted up their voices, and wept. And Saul came after the herd out of the field, and Saul said, "What is wrong with the people that they weep?" And they told him the news of the men of Jabesh. And the Spirit of God came upon Saul when he heard this news, and his anger was greatly kindled. And he took a yoke of oxen, and cut them in pieces, and sent them throughout all the coasts of Israel by the hands of messengers, saying, "Whoever does not come forth after Saul and after Samuel, so shall it be done to his oxen." And the fear of the Lord Jehovah fell on the people, and they came out with one consent. And when he numbered them in Bezek, the children of Israel were 300,000, and the men of Judah 30,000. And they said to the messengers who came, "This is what you shall say to the men of Jabesh Gilead: tomorrow, by the time the sun is hot, you shall have help." And the messengers came and told it to the men of Jabesh, and they were glad. Therefore the men of Jabesh said, "Tomorrow we will come out to you, and you shall do with us all that seems good to you." And it was so in the morning, that Saul put the people in three companies, and they came into the midst of the host army in the morning watch, and killed the Ammonites until the heat of the day, and it came to pass, that those who remained were scattered, so that two of them were not left together. And the people said to Samuel, "Who is he who said, 'Shall Saul reign over us? Bring the men, that we may put them to death.'" And Saul said, "No man shall be put to death today. Because today the Lord Jehovah has brought salvation in Israel." Then Samuel said to the people, "Come, and let us go to Gilgal, and renew the kingdom there." And all the people went to Gilgal. And there they made Saul king before the Lord Jehovah in Gilgal, and there they sacrificed sacrifices of peace offerings before the Lord Jehovah, and there Saul and all the men of Israel rejoiced greatly.